From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump says he is fairly close to a deal with congressional leaders regarding the undocumented immigrants who came to the U.S. as children, but any agreement must include massive border security. Trump tweeted earlier that he did not make a deal with the House and Senate Democratic leaders on the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program that the administration canceled last week.
So we're working on a plan. We'll see how it works out. We're going to get massive border security as part of that, and I think something can happen. We'll see what happens, but something will happen.
Democratic leaders Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer said after meeting with President Trump, they agreed to quickly put in place protections for the 800,000 people who registered under the Obama-era program that protected them from deportation. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for gun and car bomb attacks in southern Iraq. Andrew Palcheski reports.
The twin attacks killed at least 50 people, and more than 80 people were wounded. Officials said that the attacks took place near Nasiriyah, the capital of Dikar province. Militants opened fire at a restaurant, and shortly afterwards, a suicide attack was carried out by a driver when an explosive-laden vehicle struck a nearby security checkpoint. The Shiite-dominated Dikar province is 320 kilometers southeast of Baghdad. Andrew Palcheski, VOA News.
Islamic State terrorists have beheaded two civilian hostages in Afghanistan's volatile eastern province of Kunar. The provincial governor said the incident took place 2 days ago in the Manogai district, and the victims had no affiliations with the government. Afghanistan's branch of the IS Khorasan province has taken credit for the slaying, saying the men were American spies. This is VOA News.